When exactly do you get the runner's high? That's what we're trying to figure out here. Mm. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Coach Whip getting us ready for the Sono 5K. Oh, is that a real thing or is that made up?
Absolutely, it's real. There's a reason why people get addicted to running. It's definitely a high. The funny thing about running is when somebody finishes a race, sometimes like a long race, a hard race, and they're like, yeah, I'm never doing this again. And then, you know, half an hour later, an hour later, you're like, yeah, I think I'll do that again. That's a runner's high. You think about what you did, your accomplishment. It felt good. Absolutely, it's a thing.
Oh, Anna's actually been waiting for a moment where like a switch clicks in her.
Yep.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but I think that you expect that you'll either A, float, and immediately be run flying like a slash thing, or be a foot taller or something like that. It's like a power up button. She believes it's going to happen.
I keep thinking that in this training schedule, which you can get at star999.com as we get ready for the Sono 5K on October 6th, there's going to be a point where I hit a certain amount of miles where I don't longer feel like I'm going to die.
Right.
But instead, it's like a euphoric feeling where I just feel like I could run forever and possibly touch the sky.
I mean, you could be cackling like a maniac when this happens, right? Yeah. Is that real?
I think I answered your question incorrectly. I know what answer you were looking for. It's yes. When do you feel comfortable in your training, and when do you feel like things are flowing easily? It happens. I mean, once again, you started training in the summer, you started training with no experience, and I see your progress, I see your times. There's still going to be hard days, but when the weather continues to cool down and you continue to gain more experience and just keep consistently doing it, there is those good days. But there's also the bad days. What makes it worth it is when you do finish and you feel good about it. But I don't know if you're going to get taller. I don't know if you're necessarily going to float.
No Pac-Man power up where you can just eat ghosts all of a sudden.
When does it get easier? You see these runners and like my best friend Danielle, she goes out and she's like, I'll run with you Saturday morning. She's like, I'll do my 8-mile run and then I'll come with you and do a 3-mile run.
What?
And I was like, why? Why would you do that to yourself? And she's like, why not? It's, you know, it'll be fun. I could talk to you the whole time. I go, one, I can't talk when I'm running. I'm going to die. And two, how do you run so many miles? Like, it still does not come naturally to me.
It is addictive. There's been times with my wife and I where we've done the same thing, where we do a run in the morning and, you know, whether it be with a group or whatever, and then we go for a run at night. It's an addictive thing. It comes naturally for some people, but it also comes with time and experience. I mean, I've been running probably 12 years, and I remember my first run. When I was an athlete, I was in shape. I went for my first run, and I couldn't run a half mile without stopping. But just with time and consistency, and just became more natural. But I still go out sometimes, and I'll do a 5-mile run, and it's very easy. And then I'll do a 5-mile run another day, and it's hard. So we all have those days. But just stick with it. I hope you really do. I hope that after this race, it's something you continue to do, because it's great exercise, and you do get that high.
You need inspiration. Mm-hmm. Maybe a couple wild animals that have been set loose or escaped from somewhere or something like that. Right on your tail.
Well, here's the good news. You still get to join Team Anna, Team Raven. Go to star999.com. Click Anna and Raven. You'll see Anna and Raven 5K right there. October 6th, Sono 5K. And also, if you use promo code Anna and Raven, you get 20% off the race entry. And again, it goes to charity.
I can't wait for the after party.
It's going to be fun. Like I said, we have Colony Pizza, we have a beer, we have Spike Seltzer, we have ice cream. We're going to have a post-race party raffle where the proceeds are going to go to Connecticut Humane Society and Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer. It's a lot of fun. I mean, I do a lot of races, and I will say that I think our post-race party is one of the best. We put a lot of time and energy into it. So you'd finish, hang around, and have a lot of fun. There's some surprises for that day as well, some fun things to do after. So I might have to push everybody out of the post-race party area at some point. But the code is valid until either the race sells out or race day, which is October 6th. Anna and Raven, like she said, 20% off. So hopefully a lot of your listeners decide to sign up and save some money.